Hare Krishna. So Arjuna has given four reasons for not fighting. And now towards the end, he's telling his final decision. So today we'll be seeing the second last verse of the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 45 or shloka number 45. It goes like this. Yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanayah Dhartarashtrarane hanyus tanme kshematram bhavet. So here, Arjuna is saying, tanme kshematram bhavet. I think it would be better. What do you think? Yadi, if Dhartarashtra, if the sons of Dhritarashtra, if they all come with shastrapanayah, with weapons, to do what? Mam Rane Hanyus, to kill me on the battlefield. In what position? Ashastram apratikaram. So ashastram is when I'm unarmed, when I don't have weapons. And apratikaram, when I'm not resisting, when I'm not opposing. I'm ready to be killed like that. Now, Arjuna is clear in his decision right from the first verse that he does not want to fight. But then, here it is becoming more clear. So he's saying that instead of killing them, I'm ready to be killed. See, one important point that we need to understand here. The Kaurava army is ready to fight. Now suppose Krishna is asking Arjuna, okay, see, you are disinclined to fight, but Bhishma and others are inclined to fight. What about them? So Arjuna might say that no problem. I will not oppose. This is my atonement. This is my prayaschitta. Why are you doing prayaschitta? Because I was thinking to kill my own relatives. So better I do prayaschitta like this. Better I do atonement like this. See, Arjuna is saying, I'll not fight. What do you mean by not fighting for a kshatriya? Not fighting and not conquering the kingdom basically means losing the occupation. That's what kshatriya's occupation, administration and ruling. And if a kshatriya does not have this administration service, then what he is supposed to do? He has to go and beg. But to think of a kshatriya begging is disastrous. In text number 20, if you remember, we had discussed about a pastime of Hanuman and Bhima. There the word comes kapidvajaha. So that particular verse, text 20, or shloka number 20 of first chapter says, that Arjuna's chariot had a flag at the top and it had Hanuman in that. So in that we had discussed this pastime. So Bhima met Hanuman and there was a nice talk that happened. And after that Bhima proceeded. So Bhima was actually going to get nice lotus flowers from the lake of Kuvera. And that lake, that particular water body, was guarded by lots of yakshas and rakshasas, the followers of Kuvera. So what Bhima did was, he directly jumped in the water. He didn't ask anyone, should I do it or should I not? He just jumped inside the water. And then he started collecting the lotus flowers. So at that time, these yakshas and rakshasas, they all appeared. And they told Bhima that you cannot do this. This is Kuvera's lake. This is Kuvera's water body. If you want it, then take permission from Kuvera. And after that, you can take as many lotus flowers as possible. And as soon as Bhima heard that, he jumped outside the water, out of the water, on the banks, and he loudly shouted, I am a Kshatriya, and Kshatriyas don't ask for favor. And now, when this was told by Bhima, all the Yakshas and Rakshasas, they declared a fight against Bhima. And what happened? Bhima fought with all of them and defeated all of them. So the point that I'm trying to make here is, it's unthinkable of a Kshatriya going and begging to someone. And here, Arjuna is saying, I'll not fight. He cannot beg also. Look at the situation. This is one side, not fighting. The other thing now what he's talking about is Ashastram and Apratikaram. So according to the Kshatriya code of conduct, the principles of Kshatriya Dharma, if suppose the opponent is without a weapon and he's unwilling to fight, so such a person cannot be attacked. We have many examples in the history. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we have this example of Indra and Vritrasur fighting. So there was a fight between the Devi Devtas and the demons. So they had a fight, and Indra and Vritrasur, you know, were their leaders, so they were fighting. So during the course of this fighting, Indra's weapon fell down. And Vritrasur, at that time he could have attacked very easily. But Vritrasur, he says, no, no, you pick up the weapon first. You pick up the weapon, go ahead. Basically, it was like an insult also. Go ahead, without weapon, I'll not fight. This is one example. And there was another fight, you know, which happened between Varahadev and Hiranyaksha. So Varahadev, he gave a tight slap to Hiranyaksha. His weapon fell down. And when Hiranyaksha's weapon fell down, so Varahadev could have killed easily. But then Varahadev again, he says, uthao, uthao. Pick up the weapon, then we'll fight. So in this way, we see there are many, many examples in the history where the fight is going on between the two Kshatriyas, and as soon as the weapon from one Kshatriya's hand falls down, the other Kshatriya, he waits till the weapon is picked up. And only when the Kshatriya comes with challenging spirit to fight, the other Kshatriya would fight, the other king would fight. So in this way, we see that unarmed and unwilling is a very, very awkward condition for a Kshatriya. Very, very awkward condition. Look at this, what Arjuna is saying. A pratikaram, a shastram. Let them come and kill me. See, this line is very nice. Now it says, Arjuna, however, decided that even if attacked by the enemy in such an awkward position, he would not fight. It's a very big thing. Very big thing for a Kshatriya to do this particular act of not fighting in such an awkward position. And who can do this? This is a learning for all of us. Who can do this? Look at the last statement given in the purport. He did not consider how much the other party was bent upon fighting. So Arjuna was not bothered about that. Everyone was ready to fight. Everyone had the fighting spirit. But Arjuna was not considering that. Why? All these symptoms are due to the soft-heartedness resulting from his being a great devotee of the Lord. Look at the tolerance level that Arjuna had. This tolerance level, somehow or the other, we need to cultivate with time in our life. This tolerance level is needed when it comes to sustaining in this world. And Arjuna is teaching this by his own example. Now, Arjuna is going to finally declare in the last verse of the first chapter what he's planning. Will he fight or will he not? So let's see that tomorrow. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others not to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.